Shim Chayadim Kamam Zayin Sim, and we're starting Simiyad Aleph. Birach b'makam shahir royally histapik by Shemayesh by Tzaya. He benched in a place where it was appropriate to be concerned about the possibility that there was Tzaya there. Malay Badak, and he did not check. It was a place where he should have checked, because the possibility of Tzaya was something which made sense, as opposed to in a scenario, let's say, where there's no reason to believe there's any problem, and then afterwards he realizes there was Tzaya there. So that situation, the person would be yotze benching. If a person benched in a place where there's no reason to be concerned about any problems, and he benched, and then they realized afterwards there was a problem, there was Tzaya there, the fact that there was Tzaya there does not invalidate the benching. But the situation over here was that he should have checked. It was something where the possibility is logical. He should have thought about it, and he didn't do that. Okay. So he found there was soya there. So he was negligent in his, and there was soya. Cost of Elia Rabba, Kim the Birchas of Mazan the Raisa, Tzorak Lachsu Lavorak. When you're dealing with the Mitzvah of the Raisa, you're not yet to the Mitzvah of the Raisa in that situation. Malini read the Ein Tzorak. The Chayadim says, however, I disagree that even though he should have checked, and he didn't check, and that's a negligence on his part, and he benched in a place where he should not have benched. He said a bracha in a place where you're not supposed to say a bracha, Torah Shabbat Kedusha, against the pasuk in the Torah that the Russian says, I'm not going to be alive with your place. Your place where you're doing the Torah Shabbat Kedusha has to be a holy place. And the example of that is there shouldn't be any soya there. Okay. So the Chayadim says you don't have to go back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like the Elia Rabba. The Lacha Lamaisa is like Elia Rabba. That in such a situation where a person should have been mistopic, should have been concerned with the possibility, he knows that his child tends to have smelly diapers, and the kid is due for a smelly diaper, and he didn't check, and then realized afterwards the kid had a smelly diaper. That's something you should have checked for, and you didn't check for it. Right? But Beminastam, that we don't have to assume that the child has a dirty diaper. It's not, in the case that we mentioned, right, he's not clear to be mistopic. He's not really, it doesn't make sense that he has to be concerned about it. So then he's not considered negligent by not checking. Scenario where he should have checked, and he didn't, he's considered negligent on his part, then he'd have to go back and bench a second time. But the Chayadim sheet is, you don't go back. And he says, he sends you back to Klal Gimel, Siman Lamed Gimel. So let's just maybe clarify the position of the Chayadim, where he's coming from. So if you go back to Klal Gimel, Siman Lamed Gimel, it discusses this question not in regards to this topic, not in regards to benching, but in regards to davening. So you have the same situation, a person's davening, especially again for women at home, or for people who are at home because of other, men which are home because of other reasons. So a person was davening, and then he found there was soya there in the place where he davened. If it's something which you should have anticipated the possibility, and you were negligent by not checking, so the lucky is that you have to redo it. Why? The Mora says, this is a Gemara. Tefillah is like a korban, and a korban has to be done right. There's an element of rishus on his part. I'm not doing this in a situation above it, against what the Torah said to do. So it's called zevach rishoyim to'eva. The korban of a rasha is an abomination. You can't be able to daven with such a thing. So the same way a korban of a rasha. His korban is being brought in a way where this expressing rishus is not a valid korban. A tefillah, which is being done in a way which is expressing an element of rishus of ra, is not a valid tefillah. Okay, so that's by tefillah. That wouldn't apply to benching. That's a special law in Shmoneh Esrei. By Kriya Shema, the Chayyarim says, it's a din d'oraisa, and there's no chashash of bracha l'batala, your chaz of occurring. But he says, but by benching, which even though it's a din d'oraisa, but there's a question of bracha l'batala, so the din of Tzemach Rishayim Teva doesn't apply. Shema, say it again, why not? But over here, you can't just say again, why not? You're dealing with the Shalom of Baruch Levatola. So the Chayyarim says you don't go back. And that's the position of the Chayyarim in that. Again, we don't pass like the Chayyarim. Have a good day.